Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Taurine Johnson was sentenced to 66 to 87 years in prison in Bladen County Superior Court on Thursday. He was convicted in the February 2020 slaying of three people in a Clarkton home. Another victim was shot but pretended to be dead. You can look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. In state news, Democrat State Representative Cecil Brockman of Guilford County was held under no bond on Wednesday on charges that he raped a 15-year-old. Brockman is the only openly gay member of the state house. Media reports and legislators said Brockman, age 41, was charged with indecent liberties with a minor and statutory rape. He allegedly tried to use his position as a state house member to contact the victim in a hospital. Representative Brendan Jones and other members of the state house has called for his immediate resignation. A Whiteville area man was jailed after he was found naked in a ditch off Seven Creeks Highway on October 5th. Troy Edward Akins, age 54, was charged with misdemeanor indecent exposure, intoxicated and disruptive behavior, and speeding. He told deputies that snakes were biting him. Adkins was arrested after being evaluated at Columbus Regional Healthcare. Joseph Roberts of Tar Heel has been charged as a co-defendant in a child abuse case in Bladen County. Crystal Ann Roberts was charged with felony child abuse in September after she allegedly choked a boy and threw him against a wall, according to warrants. Deputies have charged her husband in the same case. Joseph Roberts is being held under a $100,000 secured bond. Today is the last day to register to vote in the November 4th municipal elections. Voters can still register during early voting, but you'll be asked to use a provisional ballot. Early voting runs October 16th through November 1st. Absentee by mail requests must be received by October 21st, and those must be returned by 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. The gates open at 11 a.m. today and tomorrow at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, and then again 1 p.m. on Sunday, which will be the final day for the fair. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, you can visit their website, ColumbusCountyFair.com. The first candidate in the U.S. Senate races to visit Columbus County in quite a while will be here today at the Columbus County Fair. Republican Don Brown is running for the nomination against Michael Whatley, and the winner of that March primary will then face former Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, in the 2026 election. Also, candidate Brown will be the in-studio guest on this week's edition of the Columbus Connection with Jefferson Weaver, which you can hear tomorrow morning on WTXY, as well as ColumbusCountyNews.com and Spotify. The Columbus County Health Department will hold a drive-through flu clinic today from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Be sure to bring your ID and insurance card. Self-pay is available to those with no insurance. World Singing Day is coming up on October 18th at Lake Waccamaw. Participants need only to show up at the depot at 11 a.m., and World Singing Day is taking place in 24 nations and 42 locations in the U.S. Lake Waccamaw is the only place hosting this event in North Carolina this year. For more information, you can visit worldsingingday.org. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on October 17th at 10 a.m., The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome to attend. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a fish plate sale on October 17th. Plates are $10 each and will include fish, baked beans, slaw, bread, and dessert. If you'd like to purchase a ticket, you can contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. Proceeds will go towards helping support the church. New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service on October 25th at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There will be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. The service starts at 6 p.m. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.